You're listening to the Inbound Logistics Podcast with today's guests, Bill T. Ward Sr. and Bill Ward Jr. of Ward Transport and Logistics. In 1931, with one truck and two guys, W.W. Ward started what has become a full catalog of logistics solutions that is Ward Transport and Logistics. 92 years later, and still family-owned and operated, Bill T. Ward Sr. steps into retirement and hands the reins to Bill Ward Jr., whose plans for the company maintain a Ward tenet that, looking back, is vital to moving forward. Joining us today on the Inbound Logistics Podcast, I have Bill T. Ward Sr. and Bill Ward Jr., of Ward Transport and Logistics. Bill T. Ward has recently retired from his post as CEO, and Bill Ward Jr. will be taking over as CEO and president. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the Inbound Logistics Podcast today.
Happy to be here.
It's great to have you guys. Gentlemen, if I may, can I ask you guys to introduce yourselves to our audience, give us a little bit about yourselves and your work with Ward?
Sure. This is Bill T. Ward Sr. and a little bit about my background. I started here right after I graduated from Stetson University in 1982, and this is the only place I ever worked till my retirement last December. I'm part of the third generation of Wards, and I started out in the maintenance department, actually working on the trucks, moved up to managing the maintenance department, and then line haul, and then in 2004, moved into a EVP position. And then 2007, moved in the CEO position.
Awesome. And Bill Jr.?
Thanks. I started the company 7 years ago this month after serving time as a naval officer. So I had to make a pretty quick transition, and grow my knowledge of the space pretty quickly. But we have a really good team here that kind of brought me along with them. So feel very confident, taking over as president and CEO.
It's fantastic. It's so inspiring to hear how you guys kept that in the family since the founding way back when. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about Ward and its place in the industry?
Yes, we are a full logistics company. We provide both LTL services, dedicated brokerage, warehousing. We are one of the top 25 LTL carriers in the U.S., and after 92 years, I'm proud to say we're still family owned, and there's not many of us left out there.
Yeah, we're about up to pushing 1,700 employees company wide, over 22 locations and 13 states.
That's awesome. Bill Sr., Ward was founded by your grandfather, I think you said, and way back in 1931. What made you decide that it was the time to transition the leadership over to Bill Jr.?
Well, ever since I took over as CEO in 2007, it was my goal to pass it on to the fourth generation. I mean, I always consider myself kind of a temporary custodian of this business. And so part of my goal was to prepare the fourth generation to come into the business. And I certainly feel very confident with what they've done and continue to do. And certainly happy that we keep it as a family business.
Now, Bill Jr., several generations before you and Bill Sr. there just said that it was his job to prepare the next generation. So are you prepared to fully accept the new responsibilities as president and CEO of Ward?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I was a naval officer starting out of the Naval Academy at 22. And that was a really good experience for me, getting to lead people at a very young man was really taught me a lot about how to handle people, how to handle adversity and tough situations. So bringing that leadership side over to the business seven years ago, I felt very confident in that, my ability to do that and relate to folks and motivate folks to do, what the company needs. And then, as I said, we've worked really hard to not only develop myself from a business standpoint, but also the other members of the fourth generation. I have a younger brother, Adam, that's in the business, and two cousins, David and James Ward, that are in the business. And we all have very key leadership roles. And I think my dad did a great job at investing in classes and training and all sorts of mentorship programs and all things like that to help us kind of learn the business at a fairly rapid rate.
Oh, speaking of rapid rates, Bill Senior, people change in the company, of course, regimes change. You talked about how technology changed during your tenure. You talked about how, you know, not having computers or cell phones or GPS, instead relying on things like pagers and interoffice memos. How mind-blowing is it to see how much the industry continues to evolve since you first started with Ward?
I would say if there's anything that changed the most in my career, it's the technology. When I started out, we just starting the computer age. That's actually, I think, why my father decided to retire. It was hard for him to comprehend that. You know, now when I think about where we are today, you know, I can get messages and calls on my watch. I mean, it's just mind blowing how far it's come. And technology evolves just so rapidly. It's almost, you know, at light speed. And, you know, new technology today will be obsolete, you know, a year from now. So I'm sure, you know, as I look down the road 10 years from now, I can comprehend it now. But I'm going to say shortly in the next few years, I'll be just like my dad and can't even comprehend it anymore.
Bill Jr., how has Ward then adapted and continues to adapt to address and really take on these rapid fire changes?
Yeah, technology is huge. I think that's, you know, being kind of a company where the fourth generation is all in their 30s. You know, we kind of grew up with this technology. We're familiar with it, or we're better able to apply it to the business. I think we're, for our size, we're a very progressive company technology wise. We're not afraid to make heavy investments in the technology. We go around to a lot of our carrier friends and kind of critique and give feedback to one another's technology. And we take that feedback, you know, home and apply it. So I think we're in a really good spot. Technology is one of our key points in our strategic plan, and it will continue to be. But I feel very confident where we are technology wise. But as you know, the moment you stop and say we're good, you can get passed by very quickly. So we always got to keep being progressive and trying to find what the next big thing out there is. I mean, we're talking like most companies now, you know, how do we harness AI to better help us reduce costs and better service our customers? So that's been, you know, and that kind of stuff's just going to continue to be ongoing. So it's something we talk about a lot.
Interesting. Fear of making investments, the development of AI. These are some challenges that companies are facing. What were some of the greatest challenges that you guys faced, Bill Senior, in your tenure? And then going forward, what are some potential challenges that you think you're going to have to address more of in the coming years?
I think the biggest challenge for me was the first computer we got. I can still remember it. It took up the whole room. And you look at the computer we have today, it's about the size of a shoebox. But anyway, is to get a team of seasoned employees used to putting things in a computer was a real challenge, and certainly took a while for us to adapt that. But as I said, we've come a long way.
Yeah, I would say from my perspective, moving forward, one of the big challenges that we're going to face, not only as a company, but as an industry, is while the technology piece is great, it's helpful, it makes everybody's life and job easier. We are in a people business at the end of the day. And so workforce development, recruiting, retaining top tier employees at all levels of the company is going to continue to be a big challenge. And it has been a big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Bill Jr., you've outlined a strategic 3-year plan. It focuses on 4 main pillars. Can you take us through that plan?
Yeah, sure. It's, we're committed, really starts, you know, with growth. We're a growth-oriented company. We have to be a growth-oriented company. If you're the old business, you know, if you're stagnant, you're dying sort of thing, the old adage. So, you know, it really revolves around growth, culture, and people. Kind of what I said, we want to be a employer of choice. So that's something, creating a safety culture to where our employees are respect and or feel comfortable being safe. Creating, you know, a culture of inclusion is important to us. And then also committing to developing employees, you know, career paths, whether that's doctor driver programs, whether that's management trainee up through, you know, higher levels of management. We are very much committed to that. You know, the next is technology, as we've talked about. And then last, but certainly not least, is providing that outstanding customer experience that our customers over the last 92 years have come to really know, you know, Ward has come to be known for that.
Bill Senior, looking back over your 42 years or so in the, with the company, what are you most proud of when you reflect on your time there at Ward? And what does it mean now to see your son and other family members carrying on that legacy?
Well, one of the things I'm most proud of is obviously passing it on to the next generation. You know, there are many family companies out there. You get to a generation where they say, we don't want to be part of the business, and they have to close their doors or sell it. So I'm very fortunate to have, as we said, four members of the fourth generation involved. Also very proud, I think, of the culture we created, as Bill Jr. said. One of our cultural beliefs is one Ward. And that really means that we work as a team for the greater good of the company. And I think we have a great team here, and I'm very proud of that. And I also look at the employees. We have many employees that they are second and third generation Ward employees. So much like the owners, we also have employees that have multiple generations of employment. And probably the last thing is something my grandfather said, is at the end of the day, you still can talk to somebody whose name is on the side of the truck. And that still goes for today.
That's great. That's great. One more question for you, Bill Senior. What unique advantages or perspectives does Bill Jr. bring to the table as a representative of the next generation for Ward Transport and Logistics?
Well, as he mentioned, you know, his military background has really given him some unique leadership skills. He has the ability to process a lot of information very quickly, and that's really has served him well. He has ability to build relationships. I would say he's one of the younger CEOs in the industry, yet he has many friends that are twice his age that are CEOs of other trucking companies. As he mentioned, he brings a growth mindset to the business. We've added several new terminals under his tenure and have also expanded the capacity of several of our existing terminals. So when you look at our future, I mean, we are built for growth. And then at the end of the day, it just gives me great comfort to see that he's at the helm and there are three other Ward members involved in the company. Again, it just gives me great comfort.
All right, we have a little addendum here for this recording. We talked to Ward a little while ago this month, and after we recorded, they encountered some suspicious activity on their network, and they moved very quickly to contain it and resolve the situation. So Bill Jr. has come back to talk to us about that. So Bill, thank you for coming back to talk about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. But yes, it's been a hectic couple weeks. But really, we experienced some suspicious activity. Out of an abundance of caution, we shut down our network for a day to make sure that we had our hands around it. We're very confident that we do. And, you know, we were able to resume business fairly quickly. Really want to highlight, you know, three groups. You know, one is our team here, our internal team at Ward. They worked tirelessly to make sure that everybody was safe and that we did all the right things, worked around the clock. So really happy and proud of our team. Secondly, would be our customers. They were very patient with us, very understanding. And so we have the best customers in the world. And I, the past couple of weeks has certainly reinforced that with me. And then, you know, finally, our competitors, our carrier partners, even though that we compete, you know, often, the amount of outreach that I got from our carriers, our competitors, offering to help and things like that was truly outstanding. And so I will be forever grateful for those three groups of people for helping us through a rough week or two.
That's great. Yeah, we spoke about the benefits of technology and all of that evolution. But of course, with all of that comes some bad actors. So congratulations to you and to Ward for being able to contain it and just keep on trucking.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bill Jr., where can folks go for more info on Ward?
You can go to our website at www.wardtlc.com. And then we are, our marketing department is very robust and very aggressive. We're on every social media platform. So please encourage all your listeners to continue to learn more about Ward and what we can do to help you.
Absolutely. And that link will be in the show notes. So anybody can one click directly to that and get more information on Ward and everything that they offer. Bill Sr., one final question for you. What was the first thing that you did on the first day of retirement?
That's a good question. I know what I wanted to do was to play golf, but actually it rained. So I think I started organizing my home office.
That's great. That's awesome. Bill T. Ward, Bill Ward, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Best of luck to you, Bill Sr., on your retirement, and Bill Jr., best of luck with everything that you've got coming your way, being front and center on everything Ward. So, guys, thank you again for your time, and really, best of luck to you and to Ward.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Inbound Logistics Magazine is the information leader in supply chain and logistics management. Start your free print and digital subscription today by visiting bit.ly/getil. That's bit.ly/get_il and stay ahead of the 3PL game.
The Inbound Logistics Podcast is a production of Inbound Logistics Magazine. For the most in-depth information around logistics, transportation, and supply chain practices, get your free print and digital subscription at inboundlogistics.com/subscribe. Connect with us via LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for the most current developments in the industry. If you'd like to leave us some feedback or have a topic you'd like to see covered in a future episode, call our dialogue line at 888-878-3247. Or leave us an email at podcast@inboundlogistics.com. I'm your host, Jeff Vita. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time here on the Inbound Logistics Podcast.